Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, June 25th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First to Washington. The Democrat sweeping bill that would federalize elections across the country is stalled in the Senate, where 60 votes are needed to pass the legislation, and that's not going to happen. Supporters say the bill protects voting rights for minorities, but critics claim the law would be a federal overreach into local elections. I say the law is blatantly unconstitutional because the local and state governments control elections. A poll from Monmouth University says 80% of Americans support stricter ID laws for voters. That number includes 60% of Democrats, 91% Republicans. 7 in 10 people say that we should have the option to vote before Election Day and use absentee ballots with a valid reason. Next up, crime continues to rise in major cities. Here's why. Hundreds of people arrested for looting and rioting across New York City have had their charges dropped by local prosecutors. About 60% of individuals arrested for rampaging across the five boroughs will face absolutely no consequences. Violent crime in New York City up 40% because criminals are not being punished by progressive politicians and DAs. To the West Coast, 54-year-old homeless man in California attacked Governor Newsom. Newsom was walking to a barbershop in Oakland when he was suddenly approached by a disturbed individual. This is not unusual in California because dangerous people are allowed to roam around and do terrible things. It's the same thing that's happening in New York City. In Oregon on the West Coast, police officers who serve on the rapid response team all quit. The unprecedented move by 50 cops came after a fellow officer was charged with fourth-degree assault for using a baton against a rioter last summer. Progressive Mayor Ted Wheeler has ruined the Rose City. Finally, chaos continues on the southern border. More than 180,000 Central American migrants now entering the USA each month. The influx of foreign nationals also bringing a record number of narcotics, particularly the deadly opioid fentanyl. Border agents confirming the amount of drugs flooding into America is up 300% since Joe Biden's been president. And Vice President Harris is going to get down to the border tomorrow. Good luck with that. Coming up, listeners sound off. Right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me directly, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @BillOReilly. We would like to hear from you. So let's go to Shannon, who's in Charleston, South Carolina. O'Reilly, you're 100% right. Biden's speech is not addressing violence so much as it's trying to curb gun sales at gun shows, because that's where all the violent criminals are, right? I note the sarcasm, Shannon. As we have analyzed, Joe Biden is not going to solve the criminal violence situation in America because he does not want to, because it involves minority criminals primarily. Look at Chicago. This has been going on for decades. progressive left does not want to confront it, and bodies pile up in the streets. Marie, Spokane, Washington, I believe it's a HIPAA violation to ask people to show a vax card. That's personal medical info and does not need to be shared. You know, Marie, if you want to send your child to school, you have to show the school a vaccination against measles. It's the law. So you have this image of medical privacy, which is important. But in a pandemic with a contagion, schools and other institutions have a perfect right to see if people have been vaccinated. Dan is in Southern California. So I live in SoCal, and even though the mask mandate was lifted on June 15th, most people are still wearing masks in public. Good. So you don't have to look at them, Dan. I know people are scared, but it doesn't bother me. If they want to wear the mask, fine. If they want to wear a sack over their head, I don't care. I'm happy I don't have to wear the mask. Terry, Richmond, Virginia. Bill, as much as I would love to see Donald Trump run again, I personally don't believe that'll be possible because of all the censorship taking place on social media. It is a disadvantage for Mr. Trump. But remember, if Congress slaps back into the Republican hands next year, 2022, the social media operations are going to come under heavy, heavy pressure. So things can change. And I want to point out that I get a lot of mail about the January 6th intrusion into our nation's capital. And many of the people who are writing me are making excuses for the people who broke into the Capitol using violent methods. I mean, they destroyed government property to get in while Congress was in session. Now, I'm going to say to all the people who are justifying this, you are wrong. I'm very, very sorry that Ashley Babbitt was killed by the police inside the Capitol. But what do you think they should have done? You had hundreds of people breaking doors and windows to try to disrupt a congressional session. That is simply unacceptable. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com and check out my new book over the weekend, Killing the Mob, the number one nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Last week, I was vacationing in Wyoming. This Western enclave is a unique part of America. There is little crime, no face masks. Many sleep with their doors unlocked, as violent criminals are few and quickly prosecuted if they misbehave. The state is also home to some of the most stunning natural landscapes found anywhere in the world, particularly the Grand Tetons and Yellowstone National Parks. Here are a few fun facts for folks thinking about making the trek out west, or if you are on the Pacific Coast, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, going east to Wyoming. Earthquakes give rise to the 40-mile-long Teton Range. Over millions of years, violent quakes have shaken the land, causing blocks of rock on both sides of the fault to slip past each other. That gives you a majestic landscape. Archaeologists believe the first human beings arrived in the region about 11,000 years ago. In 1929, President Coolidge went against enormous public opposition and approved the original 96,000-acre park, which encompassed the Teton Range and six glacial lakes.
In 1943, President Roosevelt established the 210,000-acre Jackson Hole National Monument to protect the remaining federal lands on the valley floor. Now over to Yellowstone, one of the most popular tourist sites in the world. It was established by Congress and signed into law by President Grant on March 1, 1872. Yellowstone was the first national park in the USA and might have been the first national park in the world. The territory encompasses 3,700 square miles. That's 2.2 million acres of land, and it's protected. Larger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined. But if you are heading to Yellowstone, beware. Humans are not at the top of the food chain. The area is home to the highest concentration of mammals in the lower 48 states, including some very deadly predators like the grizzly bear and the gray wolf. I had two large foxes on my porch. They did not look friendly. But then again, neither do I. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.